This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us. We talked last night on the program with Michelle Kim, the Director of Tourism at the Galesburg Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, about out-of-towners' impressions of Galesburg when they come in to the area and visit for various reasons. And to a person, as we mentioned, they were pretty positive. I wanted to have Michelle back tonight to continue that conversation, especially as it relates to a big conference that's going to be coming to Galesburg here in just a couple of months or so. This conference, we talked about it when it was first announced that it was coming here. It's called the One State Together in the Arts Conference. Tell me, for those who may not know, what this conference is about and what kind of a big deal this is in terms of the overall thinking of the arts in Illinois.
This is a really big deal, first of all, because historically Galesburg has not been known as a city that has hosted very many conferences, mm-hmm. Because we do not have a large hotel with a lot of conference space. We don't have a convention center, so it makes it a little challenging. But we saw the request for proposal at the end of last year, actually before I started in my position as Director of Tourism, and Jessica Linder, Executive Director for the Chamber of Commerce, put together a proposal that really showed off a lot of Galesburg's assets and proposed that we could put together an awesome conference experience showing off a lot of our downtown venues. Mm-hmm. And this conference is really interesting because it brings together artists, arts educators, nonprofits that work with the arts, and brings them all into one place. It's traditionally a conference that happens every other year somewhere throughout the state of Illinois. And, they don't stick to just the Chicagoland area or just central Illinois. They try to move it around so people have a chance to see different parts of the state. Mm-hmm. And so we are very excited to host the conference October 21st through 23rd and get to show off what a thriving arts community we have here in Galesburg.
I was just at a conference a couple of weeks ago, so I've been kind of thinking about this a little bit. And as I was telling you off the air, once upon a time, I helped organize a convention of news broadcasters that came here to Galesburg about, 11 years ago. And while it's that one wasn't as big as this conference is expected to be, the one thing they had in common was that I stayed in one spot all day long, and it drove me crazy. It seems like that this is a good opportunity to show off everything, right?
It absolutely is. And you're right. Most conferences, most events like that, they're held in a convention center where you move from one room to the next, one ballroom to a smaller meeting room. And we are offering them a very unique experience. And we're told that this is why our proposal won. We are going to be using the Knox campus. We're going to be using the Orpheum Theater, Discovery Depot Children's Museum, Prairie Players Civic Theater, and possibly some other downtown locations, and shifting the conference participants from one location to the next and really allowing them to experience the different unique venues that we have here in town, and allowing them to stretch their legs and not be sitting in a stuffy ballroom or meeting room all day.
Boy, as much as that sounds like it's going to be an amazing experience for them, that sounds like an awfully daunting task.
It is definitely going to be a challenge. A lot of logistics, a lot of, definitely a big challenge, and then a lot of moving pieces, for sure.
So, let's fast forward to now. I know that you've been earlier this week meeting with some of these folks involved with this conference, and they've been kind of getting a lay of the land, haven't they?
Yes. We hosted four delegates, two from the Arts Alliance Illinois and two from the Illinois Arts Council Agency on Monday. So those four guests were in town. They rode the Amtrak in and arrived here in the morning, and I had a very packed schedule for them all of Monday. They met the local committee people and some honorary chair people for the conference, and then got to tour some of the key venues and really see what Galesburg has to offer. We did most of the day on foot, so they were able to see how close the venues were, how long it would take for people to get from point A to point B, and really get part of that experience firsthand. And they were incredibly excited. And by the end of the day, the train departed at 6:55, and they said they couldn't believe the whole day had passed. It flew by, and they were so incredibly excited and enjoyed their day thoroughly.
Well, you just answered my next question. How good do they feel about having this conference here? Sounds like pretty good.
They were so excited, and they said they can't wait to come back for another visit and can't wait for everybody to come to Galesburg and experience Galesburg themselves.
So it sounds like they had a lot of the same things to say that your typical tourists do that we talked about yesterday on the program, that they basically like us. They really, really like us.
They really do like us. When we had a few minutes of downtime, which really didn't happen much, we took them into a few of the local shops and businesses, and they were able to talk to a few of the business owners. I tried to give them as much of a local experience as possible in the tightly crammed schedule that we had, but everybody was so incredibly friendly and welcoming and just had compliments all day from these folks. So I couldn't be more proud of our city and our residents.
That conference, One State Together in the Arts Conference, comes up when, in October?
October 21st, 22nd, and 23rd.
Okay, so I'm sure we'll look forward to hearing more about that as it gets closer to the date for sure. Before I run out of time, we mentioned briefly yesterday that, much to my surprise, you've only been on the job since January. How has it gone? Has there been a learning curve? It seems to me like maybe you've fit in pretty quickly to what you need to do to promote tourism here.
Well, I would say, me being almost a lifelong resident of Galesburg, I jumped right in with both feet, and I've learned a little bit more about tourism itself, but I have just enjoyed promoting Galesburg as a whole, and these 5.5 months have flown by. It's been a very incredibly busy almost 6 months, and I look forward to what the future holds.
Seems like almost a baptism by fire, though, if you have to help organize a big conference coming up in a few months, right?
A little bit. That's how I was greeted.
There you go. But what's coming up otherwise for you in your office here? Anything?
Well, we've got some exciting things happening. Not quite ready to talk about
those things, but
I do expect some announcements to come pretty soon, so stay tuned for those.
Well, we look forward to talking to you when you're ready to make those announcements for sure. Michelle Kim, Director of Tourism at the Galesburg Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, thanks so much for your time over the past day or two. I greatly appreciate it, and despite some people's cynicism about the idea of even talking positive about Galesburg on this program, I'm going to keep doing it, and I appreciate people like you helping. Thanks so much.
Anytime.
Sports is coming up next as Galesburg's Evening News continues on WGIL.